first person singular. The views expressed in this piece are those of the writer. Margie Kern Marshall applauds the Santa Cruz Symphony.
Last night I was sitting at the Santa Cruz Symphony, the music of Beethoven washing over me, but I kept thinking of Lisa Lascivious. The first movement had just ended, and several members of the audience had enthusiastically applauded. This disruption in the piece was met by quiet sighs and disapproving frowns from people sitting nearby. If they had just looked at the program, they would have seen that there was another movement. During these obligatory pauses, where people are supposed to cough, not clap, the conductor always graciously signals the audience that the piece is not ended by holding both hands suspended in midair before continuing with the downbeat of the next movement. After the fiery ending of the third movement of Beethoven's Symphony No. 1, again we heard clapping in the audience. That's when I thought of Lisa Lascivious. Lisa is a tall, curvaceous blonde who dresses in a skin-tight spangled red dress, fishnet mesh stockings, and 4-inch red heels. Once a month, she mounts the stage at Coomba Jazz Center for the Planet Cruise Show. She carries a large cardboard sign, which she brandishes during the show. The sign commands in large block letters, "Applause!" Why am I thinking of her? Because if Lisa Lascivious were employed by the symphony, she could mount the stage in her spangled red dress and hold up a sign during the movement pauses that read, "No applause."
Margie Kern Marshall is a retired educator living in Santa Cruz. If you would like to air your opinion, send 240 words to First Person Singular at ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.